live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So, my family, it's lovely to speak to you again. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Alex. Great to be with you.
Now, we are going to talk about something which won't have a direct impact at the moment as we're in lockdown, but with Brexit actually taking place at the beginning of the month, we're going to talk about how that's going to affect people now travelling to Europe with their pets, because I believe the rules are changing, or changed.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So the rules changed on the 1st of January. Obviously, we left the EU. And what that means is that the previous pets travel scheme, which meant you had a pet passport, and people that have had them in the past will recognise them as this kind of little blue booklet document where your pet's rabies vaccinations and things like tapeworm treatments and microchip numbers were all recorded. Those are no longer valid for travel from the UK to the continent of Europe, or from the UK, from the mainland UK to Northern Ireland.
Oh, that's so a even good point. Travel,
yeah. So even travel within the United Kingdom, including Northern Ireland, has now changed. So that's really important. Even if you're not going to take your pet to continental Europe, if you are going to Northern Ireland, the rules are still different. So that doesn't necessarily mean that you should go throwing away your pet passport, because it's still a very useful place to document your pet's rabies vaccinations and keep a record of their microchip numbers and things like that. So please don't go throwing it away. But you will now need something called an animal health certificate, and you will need an animal health certificate every single time you want to travel. So this is not a one-off document.
So it's not like having the passport where you could just make sure exactly. It was up to date. Okay, so you've got to get a new one each time. Wow, okay.
Absolutely, yeah. So every single time you want one, you will need to go and get a brand new one from your vet. And on that animal health certificate, the vet will declare that the pet's fit to travel. They'll check that their rabies vaccinations are up to date, that their microchip numbers match, and all that kind of thing. But there are other requirements as well, depending on what country you're going to. So if you're visiting certain countries, you'll also need to give a tapeworm treatment before entry. So particularly if you're going to Malta or Finland or Norway, you have to treat for tapeworm prior to entry. And you'll also have to treat for tapeworm prior to re-entry to the UK. Oh. So it's worth checking where you're going and what the rules are in the country that you're actually destined to go to.
So it will be definitely different this time now for every country. Yeah. You need to check different rules.
Potentially, absolutely.
Would the vet give you two treatments, sort of, so you wouldn't have to go and find a vet abroad?
Yes. You will need to get a vet on the country of origin. So say if you're going to France, you would need to get a French vet to sign your certificate to say that your dog had had its tapeworm treatment. So you will still need to have the name of a veterinary practice in your country of destination to sign off your re-entry to the UK.
So that's a new thing as well.
Yeah, well, that's how it used to be several years ago, and then it got removed, and now it's been reinstated.
And for the certificate that you have to take with you, is there a certain amount of days before you travel that you have to do this, or is it that you can't do it 6 months ahead of time or whatever?
Yes, so you can't do it 6 months ahead of time, and you have to specify the dates of travel that you're going onto the continent from. So it's normally prepared a couple of weeks in advance, but you can't get them too far in advance, and you can't get them preemptively. Say like, oh, I think I want to go on a summer holiday, I'll just get one now. So you do have to be quite specific. You also have to use recognised routes of entry into countries. So for example, if you were so inclined, you couldn't take your dog with an animal health certificate on a boat that you sailed yourself across the channel. You have to go in through recognised ports of entry, because your pet has to be sort of assessed, and the paperwork has to be checked and signed off by someone at that port of entry. So if you're traveling via, you know, the Eurostar or the ferry, that's absolutely fine, that won't be a problem, but it's something worth bearing in mind. And once you're within the continent of Europe, and once you're within the Schengen zone, you're fine, you can travel within countries, between countries, perfectly easily
with the same certificate.
As long as it says on your health certificate what countries you're going to, and you meet the individual requirements of those countries.
So you can't do it ad hoc again then?
No, absolutely. Right. So, for example, if you wanted to travel to France, there are certain dog breeds that are banned in France in the same way that there are certain dog breeds banned in the UK. But those dog breeds are not the same in France as they are in the UK. So you have to make sure that you're compliant with the local rules for ownership of pets in that country as well. And something else to bear in mind is that you can only take 6 pets with you if you travel abroad, unless you are competing at a competition or at a show. And if you are competing at a competition or at a show, then you have to have proof of registration for that competition. So if you have a particularly large household of pets and you're all wanting to go, say, to a holiday home in the south of France, you need to be very careful that you are either breaking up the travel and transport of those pets between multiple vehicles or that you're taking them on separate trips, because there is a maximum number of pets that people can travel. And this is obviously to try and limit things like puppy smuggling and, yes, and pet trafficking and things like
that.
So it's all
sense.
There to protect us. But it's just logistically a little bit more complicated than it used to be.
And does this another cover thing all to, pets? Sorry, would that cover all pets or different types of pets, right? You know, cats, dogs,
so
and whatever?
It's cats, dogs, and ferrets that these rules apply to. And that's really because things like pet rabbits, for example, don't pose any particular disease threat the European pet population. But if you wanted to, for example, take your pet rabbit to Australia, you wouldn't be allowed to, because they're obviously a non-EU country, a non-listed country, and therefore they've got completely different rules about moving your pets. So within the EU, this particular animal health certificate only covers cats, ferrets, and dogs. But if you want to travel a different kind of animal, there will be other restrictions. It's just not related to the rabies vaccination, basically. So it is all a little bit more complicated than it used to be.
And dare I say it, there's a cost involved in each time for this certificate, is there?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And with respect to the rabies vaccination, it's also important to remember that that rabies vaccine needs to be given at least 21 days prior to re-entry to the UK. So as soon as your pet has had its rabies injection, you can leave the UK and go to an EU country, as long as that is compliant with that individual country's rabies injection requirements. Yeah. And they will vary, but you cannot re-enter until at least 21 days. And that's because the UK is free from rabies, whereas there are some continental European countries that do have rabies, and therefore the risk is actually of bringing rabies back into the UK rather than moving rabies from the UK into the continent. So
yes, for example, for that, then, if you were going on a 2-week holiday with your dog, you'd need to have it at least a week before, well, probably 10 days before you even went away.
Yeah.
So that's what you've got to bear
absolutely.
In mind on the and get your certificate done at the same time, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And do all the 3 pets all need rabies? Would that be cats and ferrets?
Yes. Yeah, cats, dogs, and ferrets will all need rabies vaccinations. Yeah. And another thing to bear in mind is obviously lots of people are buying dogs and cats, but mostly puppies at the moment during lockdown. And we're seeing huge numbers of these pets being abandoned and given up to rescues because people are now finding that they don't have the time for them, which is obviously really very worrying. But also there has been a big increase in people adopting pets from abroad. And it's really, really important that people are aware that the pet travel scheme with an EU pet passport is not designed for the movement of pets for commercial purposes, so for the rehoming, for example. The pet travel scheme and the EU pet passport was only ever designed to be used for a pet that you yourself already own. So if a rescue centre from, say, a continental European country says, oh, you know, you can rehome this dog, it comes with a pet passport, that is not sufficient for that pet to travel because it is not yet your pet at the time of its travel. And so it should have an animal health export certificate. It can have a pet passport as well, but it shouldn't really be traveling on that pet passport. It should have an export certificate in addition to that. But I would really encourage people to think very carefully before they rehome from a country abroad, because there are an awful lot of health concerns coming in with those pets. And as I say, we are seeing huge numbers of them being given up to rescues because people don't have the time for them.
Oh, that's a shame, but very good advice. Thank you very much for that. I'm trying to find a bit of excitement, that maybe the fact that we are going to be going on holiday hopefully in the summer, so
yes,
we can plan ahead for this.
Yeah.
And
we can plan ahead.
Yeah, that's great. So thank you very much, Mifanwi.
No problem at all. Great to be with you.
Cambridge 105 Radio.